Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, July 1st, 2013. Today we're talking about talking to terrorists, talking to the Afghan Taliban, people that we have referred to as terrorists for the last 12 years or so. Now we are talking to them. I remember from my campaign in 2008, getting some pretty vicious criticism from radio stations unfriendly to me when I suggested talking to the Iranians rather than bombing them or attacking them. These folks would say something like, "So you would break our pledge to never negotiate with terrorists." Well, now we have broken that pledge. We are talking to the Taliban. We have been doing that in secret for some 2 years, it seems. But now we are open about it. The Taliban have opened an office in Doha, Qatar, or Qatar, as some people might say. And John Kerry, the Secretary of State of the United States, has been conducting these talks personally. And since he has left Qatar now, some other diplomats are carrying on these conversations. One thing is clear from all this. We are going to leave Afghanistan in 2014. This is what President Obama tells us. One way or the other, we're going to leave in 2014, and we're going to leave a few special forces behind, some 10,000, Mr. Obama says. The commander-in-chief tells us some 10,000 special forces to train Afghan people and to fight insurgents and so forth. So here we are. Now we're talking to people that we have maintained for the last 12 years to be terrorists. We have been fighting a war with them for 12 years, and we have been unable to defeat them on the battlefield. So we are finally at the peace table after all this time. Maybe it's finally occurred to somebody in Washington, and nobody even remembers why we're fighting these people or why we fought them in the beginning, especially since we're leaving regardless of how the talks go. Well, the Taliban began these talks by humiliating the U.S. hand-picked leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, by showing up at their office in Qatar with a sign that said listed their office as the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. In other words, they listed themselves as if they were the sovereign government of Afghanistan. This infuriated Karzai, and he pulled out of the talks, but John Kerry scrambled around and managed to save the day. He talked to the Taliban, and they said they would take down the sign, and they did. And then he called Karzai in Afghanistan and spent some time with him on the phone, and Karzai said, "Well, okay, I'll come back to the talks." So the fact that the Taliban took down the sign without notice, without a fight, indicates something interesting, doesn't it? But I guess they made their point. They made their point that they consider themselves the sovereign government of Afghanistan. But also it made a point with me, and that is how much they want these talks to succeed, how much they want the foreigners to leave their country. What does the U.S. hope to gain from all these talks? Well, many things, but let's look at some of them. Number one, perhaps a graceful exit from Afghanistan. No helicopters on the roof of the U.S. Embassy with people clinging to the struts and so forth. Number two, some way for Karzai and his successor to stay in power at least partially. The Afghan National Security Force now much stronger than it's ever been, 352,000 troops, although they still lose about 25% of them every year for desertion and AWOL type things. Included in that 352,000, 10,000 special forces troops. Number three, the ability to leave an enduring force, as Mr. Obama puts it, an enduring force of U.S. troops after 2014, a force of about 10,000, as we said. Number four, prisoner exchange. Some Taliban prisoners in Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bingdahl, now 4 years a prisoner of the Afghan Taliban. The U.S. has made it clear, as I keep saying, that it is leaving no matter what. Yet the Taliban are willing to talk. Why? Isn't that interesting? I mean, why not just fight on and conquer the Afghan government if it is possible to do that. Maybe, perhaps they think it's not possible to do that. Or perhaps they're just tired of war. Nevertheless, these talks, a good sign, it seems. When you factor in the Pakistan and Iran interest in Afghanistan, knowing what's going to happen there is impossible, but it seems to me some type of stalemate appears on the horizon. By stalemate, I mean 12 years of war, and we are right back where we started from. The Taliban, we're negotiating with them to come back into power, at least partially, in Afghanistan. 12 years of war for nothing, all those deaths for nothing. What a waste. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Monday, July 1st, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.